Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Time of the Magicians by Wolfram Eilenberger. Sophie, I have to say, this book made me rethink everything I thought I knew about philosophy.
Hey there, Sam. Oh, same here. This is one of those books that's not just about ideas, it's about the people who live them. Eilenberger follows four philosophers in the wild years between World War I and the rise of the Nazis. It's like a thriller, but with footnotes.
Right? And these four guys, Wittgenstein, Benjamin, Kasserer, Heidegger, they're all grappling with the same terrifying question. After the war, after God is dead, after science failed us, how the hell do we live?
Exactly. The old certainties were gone. And each of them had a radically different answer. Let's start with Wittgenstein, because he's the most extreme.
Oh man, Wittgenstein. He was this Viennese heir who gave away his entire fortune, served in the war, and then wrote this insane book called The Tractatus from a prison camp. He argued that the only things we can talk about are scientific facts. Everything else, ethics, aesthetics, meaning, and is literally nonsense. Not false, but nonsense.
And here's the wild part. He thought he'd solved all of philosophy, so he just walked away. Became a schoolteacher in a tiny Austrian village. He believed the only authentic life was one of simple, practical action.
That's so extreme. And then you have Walter Benjamin, who's the complete opposite. He's this chaotic, broke, brilliant guy who finds meaning in fragments, in old toys, in Parisian arcades, in forgotten corners of history.
Benjamin wanted to explode language, not purify it. He believed truth wasn't a logical proposition, but a sudden illumination, like a constellation. He was always on the verge of a breakthrough, but also always in crisis.
Then there's Ernst Cassirer, who's like the last defender of the Enlightenment. He believed humans create meaning through symbols, language, myth, art, and science. He saw the danger of people retreating from complex reason into primitive myth. And he was right.
And then there's the dark star, Martin Heidegger. He wrote Being and Time, which argued that the whole Western tradition was a mistake. He said we're not detached observers, we're thrown into a world we didn't choose, and our fundamental mood is anxiety.
Heidegger's answer was to face that anxiety head on, to be authentic by embracing your own mortality and choosing your fate. And that language sounds noble until you realize he used it to justify joining the Nazi Party in 1933.
The book's centerpiece is this famous debate between Kasserer and Heidegger in Davos in 1929. Kasserer talked about eternal reason. Heidegger talked about finitude and historical destiny. The young audience went wild for Heidegger. It was like a changing of the guard.
And Eilenberger captures it with such tension. You can feel the old world of liberal humanism cracking. And then history just crashes in. Benjamin commits suicide fleeing the Nazis. Kasserer escapes to America. Heidegger becomes a Nazi. Wittgenstein ends up back in Cambridge, rewriting everything.
Wittgenstein's later work, The Philosophical Investigations, basically took back his earlier ideas. He said language isn't a perfect logical system. It's a bunch of language games embedded in how we actually live. It's a much more humble human philosophy.
The thing that got me is how alive these ideas still are. We're still fighting over the same stuff, the limits of language, the seduction of myth, the search for authenticity. These guys were exploring a landscape we're still living in.
Right. And Eilenberger shows that philosophy isn't detached. It's a response to real anxiety. These were people trying to find a way to live in a world that had lost its compass. Their answers are different, but the need is the same.
Heidegger's fall is such a warning. It shows how a philosophy of authenticity and destiny can be twisted into justifying evil. And Benjamin's tragedy is a reminder of how fragile the intellectual life really is.
Kasserer's persistence is the counterpoint. He never lost faith in reason, but he also saw its fragility. He wrote a book called The Myth of the State, analyzing how political myths destroy civilization. He died in 1945, just as the war ended.
The takeaway for me is that how we think about the world determines how we live in it. Abstract philosophy has concrete consequences, and that's both terrifying and liberating.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. So, for magicians, one shattered world, and a lesson that ideas are the most dangerous and liberating forces we have.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you in the next one.